ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I did feel different.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Shut up! Give me time to think.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
We'll be all right if we don't get hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, I've got open phone lines coast to coast, and when I say toll-free, that means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're also doing the Twitter thing, the tweet thing. Twitter.com/ringtalk. Straight up, we got it going on. The show's airing live at ringtalk.com right now. Sportsbyline.com. Of course, the cable radio network, Channel 2. And, of course, the Armed Forces Network. How can I not say hello to all our troops out there? Listen, it's San Francisco today. It's Gay Pride Day, so that means traffic is, like, backed up everywhere. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, you just wouldn't believe it. So my producer, Scott Cuddy's got something to celebrate today, even though he's not gay. But the bottom line is, though, the traffic is absolutely nuts here in getting to the studio. We'll talk with Johnny Signorella, and if things go as planned, we'll spend some time with Dave Meltzer as well. Of course, we talk boxing and mixed martial arts on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, our toll-free 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Twitter.com/ringtalk. We could talk about that mutt, Victor Ortiz, and how he barked last night. Quit like a dog against Joacito Lopez. Man, bark, bark, bark. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All conditions, your mind.
Running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Ray, you want to try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred, do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named... Jesus Alvarez.
Hey, Bob, that's pronounced Jesus.
Well, they spell it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
I know, but you don't say it that way.
Well, if they know he's going to be a fighter, why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was going to be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was going to be a carpenter.
Look at that left hook. I bet you won't know a hat growing that spot again.
Get up, Roach. Get up before he step on you.
Wow. That wasn't much of a fight, was it? I get to see better fights than that at home where I'm born. You ought to see the Fergusons go at it.
They fight a lot, huh?
All the time. She picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth.
Greedy, how could she break all of his teeth?
His teeth were in the glass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You here again? Didn't my old man say he was going to punch you in the nose if you came around here bothering us again?
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Here I sit, the super fly of sports radio talk show host, 27 plus years now, the longest running fight show in history. My name is Pedro Fernandez, you know it. I am the defending, reigning, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Last night, Showtime came to us from the Staples Center. In fact, there were two cards in L.A. last night, one on Telefuture and one on Showtime. But the Showtime card was the fight that... Now, people wanted to see because they really wanted to see what Victor Ortiz was made of course, after getting knocked out, and some people say via sucker punch by Floyd Mayweather last year. Well, guess what? Victor quit last night. Second time in his career. One time he quit against Marcos Medina. Last night he quit barking, ruff, 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 the mutt that he is, saying that he had a broken jaw or he couldn't bite down on his jaw. You know, I saw him whispering to his corner man a couple of rounds before the fight was stopped in the ninth. I guess it was about the sixth or the seventh, and he was whispering in the corner man's ear, and the corner man was whispering back in his ear, and then I did notice some dark red artery type of blood coming out of his mouth. It's a different color blood, and that sort of meant that maybe something was broke. But the bottom line was, you know, Muhammad Ali, formerly Cassius Clay, he fought 10 rounds with a broken jaw against Ken Norton, pretty good puncher, okay? He didn't quit. I fought 3 times with a broken hand. I mean, broke my hand during the fight, like, ow, okay? Still completed the fight, still won each of the three fights. The bottom line is you've got to dig down deep, and you've got to say, look, what am I here? Am I a fighter? Am I a puss? What am I going to do here, okay? And Victor Ortiz, he decided he was going to quit like a dog. I mean, like, he's still barking. And the bottom line was, you know, the guy that he was fighting, Josito Lopez, he was moving up from 140 pounds, so he was undersized. He was not an A-level fighter. He was a B-level fighter, moving up 7 pounds, which is a hard thing to do because I went from 139 to 147, and I got news for you. I got spanked in the Nationals at 147 just out of pure size. But he went from 140 to 147, took on Ortiz in this special bout. Of course, the winner was supposed to fight Saul Alvarez, the undefeated Mexican superstar they call Canelo. Okay, of course, he is out of Mexico City, and the bottom line is he is the hottest draw down there. He's got his own reality TV shows. He does TV commercials, this and that. And I think he does a little bit more than nutritional supplements, if you know where I'm coming from on that. And I'll get into that about Antonio Tarver in just a second. But last night, Victor Ortiz quit like the dog that he was. He was ahead on one card by 5 points, another card by 4 points, and one card by 1 point. That's where I had it, like a one-point fight. Either way, although Joacito was coming on, he was just too small. I thought he was too small to really hurt Victor. But obviously, he made Victor quit. And Victor just did quit. I mean, woof, 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 just like a dog. Underneath, Lucas Mathazi. Of course, he should be unbeaten now, but he's been screwed a couple times by athletic commissions and judges. Anyway, the bottom line was he was a winner, and he turned back Humberto Soto in a TKO 5. Of course, Soto out of Tijuana. I watched him when he was a kid. And Mathezi out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. Now 31-2, 29 KOs. And Soto, who had never been knocked down before, let alone stopped, was knocked down towards the end of round number 5. And they say, you know what? We're going to stop this in the corner. Smart move by the corner. Got to applaud the corner for stopping the fight. Soto now 56-8-2. 34 KOs. On Friday night, hey, my man, Mike Dallas, Bakersfield, California, coming off a loss. TKO 6, Javier Castro, Chihuahua, Mexico. Of course, Dallas now 19-2-1, 8 KOs. He stopped the limited inept, but he was trying. I'm talking about Castro now, 27-5, 22 KOs. And a guy that I thought was going to be an amateur prodigy, I'm talking about Brandon Gonzalez, folks. I mean, we honored him years ago. The Northern California Veterans Boxers Association did. We had a banquet. We gave him a trophy. We gave him a plaque. I think we gave him a scholarship, this and that. Okay, he's still 18-0, okay? And he beat some guy on an 8-round decision named Ellie Augustana. Okay, but let me run this one at you. 16-0, 10 KOs. Guess what the other guy is? 6-4, now 6-5, 3 KOs. In other words, if you're going to fight guys of that level, if you're going to continue to fight D-level fighters, Brandon Gonzalez will never get any better, okay? And the bottom line is people, they've spoiled him, they've coddled him, and I just don't see why. Yes, I thought he was a talent at one point in time. I was high on him, not as high as I was on Andre Ward or Nonito Donair or Robert Guerrero, okay? But I was high on him, but not anymore. Brandon Gonzalez down at the bottom of the scrap heap. Now, back to Antonio Tarver, the Magic Man. That's what he was called for years. You think he was called the Magic Man because he was taking a magic elixir? Of course, the California State Athletic Commission, its head George Dodd, aired this week that that Tarver had tested positive for a steroid on June 2nd when he fought Lyoto Coyote. And I'm going to tell you like this. If he tested positive for steroids, and he did, okay, he should be banned from boxing. We've got to do it. I think Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, the podcast is available at ringtalk.com right now. But the bottom line is Larry went into this in detail on one of our Saturday shows, and he went nuts. He went right for the juggler. He did not let go. Antonio Tarver, of course, the former light heavyweight champion of the world, the man that came to prominence by knocking Roy Jones out with one punch. But, you know, that was a long, long time ago. And in my opinion, Tarver, who's 43 years old, hasn't looked good since that Rocky VI movie, that last movie, Rocky Balboa. Of course, he was the villain in that. He hasn't looked good since then. All right? He beat Danny Green. Now Danny Green's wondering why he came on so strong at the end of the fight. Just like Miguel Cotto is still wondering how Manny Pacquiao, a smaller guy, came on stronger late in the fight. Coincidence? Perhaps. But the bottom line is he was pulled off his Showtime assignments last night. He did not broadcast the fights live from Los Angeles, as well he shouldn't have. Historian Ronald Marshall says that his testing positive for steroids has nothing to do with his ability to be an announcer. But if you're going to represent the United States in the Olympics, as far as TV is concerned, and if you're going to be on television, especially a big network like Showtime, and you've tested positive for steroids, and you're supposed to be projecting a clean sport, well, guess what, buddy? You're fired. Antonio Tarver, I think, is toast. I don't think we'll ever see him on behind the mic on Showtime anymore. He doesn't carry the kind of clout that Lampley does. I'm talking about Jim Lampley, of course, who choked his wife at a party one time. I pulled him off her, and then he had another incident with domestic violence. The woman was like 25 years his junior, his girlfriend that he was living with. So Lampley's had his share of problems, okay? But the bottom line is Lampley, the new former North Carolina Tar Heel, he can get by. He's got the connections and the complexion, okay? Antonio Tarver has got neither. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, live streaming right now at ringtalk.com. Check us out. We got lots of platforms. Of course, we're here each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can join us via Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk, or hit us up on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work hard all day.
One of the great Tower of Power tunes. It's as simple as that. It was off the Dinosaur Tracks CD, which never really was released to the public. It was an internet-only record that was recorded in the early 1980s when the tower had no recording contract, no company to work with. It was put in the archives, and Emilio brought it out about 1998 and put it on the internet for sale. So Dinosaur Tracks got it going on. Check all the latest information at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Got a video up on the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, one word. I think the video proves the HBO bias against Tim Bradley when he fought Manny Pacquiao. If you watch the video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you'll be able to say to yourself, you know, maybe I shouldn't have listened to the TV evangelists. That's because that's what the HBO crew has become, especially Jim Lampley, okay? Miss the aforementioned Jim Lampley. Talk about a guy with pom-poms. He should stand up and, like, do cheers in between rounds for Manny Pacquiao. But he's like a TV evangelist. He forces his view on you. You have to accept his view. If you're watching the HBO fights and you're listening to Lampley, you're probably going along with what Lampley is saying. Because Lampley is the expert, right? I mean, he's the blow-by-blow guy. He's like the number one guy at the number one network. He's the one calling the shots. He's the quarterback on the boxing broadcast. Well, guess what? This quarterback throws nothing but interceptions in my mind. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. If you are joining us for the very first time tonight, being on one of our fantastic radio affiliates across the country on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, live on the internet at ringtalk.com, or if you catch us later on a podcast via iTunes, via Stitcher.com, we got the archives at ringtalk.com. I welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history. Looks like, Victor Ortiz is out now, I guess, as the challenger for WBC Super Welterweight Champion. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez. Of course, Alvarez undefeated, the rage of Mexico. Golden Boy CEO Richard Schaefer and Oscar De La Hoya were at the Staples Center last night to watch Victor Ortiz bark like a mutt off into the sunshine. And I'm going to tell you like this, with the money that was on the line for him last night, because he was going to get lit up by Canelo just out of pure size, okay? Just pure size. But Canelo wanted to fight a left-hander. Victor's a left-hander. They figured he would be a nice, small left-hander, and he'd be able to beat him, okay? So they were going to do this September 15th. Now, that's the same date in Las Vegas where Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez are going to be fighting, okay? Well, guess what? Canelo no longer has an opponent. Instead of beating up guys like Shane Mosley, I know Austin Trout looked like dog doo-doo the last time he fought a couple of weeks ago on Showtime. He didn't look very good against Delvin Rodriguez, but why not Austin Trout? Why? Because he's difficult, he's left-handed, but he's 154 pounds. So that's why I think that Canelo is getting ready with Victor Ortiz in order to set up a fight with the WBA champion. I'm talking about Austin Trout of Las Cruces, New Mexico. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We'll go into mixed martial arts in about 10, 15 minutes. Let's bring on my man from New York City, the Big Apple, folks, the drummer man. I'm talking about Mr. John Signorella. What's up, Big John?
What's up, Pedro? Doing well, man. What about yourself?
The blogs are hot, man. The blogs are hot. People are going a little nuts over the Victor Ortiz fight last night. Is there something wrong with Victor Ortiz above the shoulders?
Something's definitely off upstairs. Like, he makes these green mistakes in big, high-profile fights. Let's take a look back at Mendata, what happened there in the post-fight interview. Well, you know what? I don't know if I should really be deserving to get hit like this. Well, buddy, this is boxing. Like, what did you really sign up for? What did you think you were to get into? A tickling competition? Not really. You know, then you had the fight with Mayweather, of course, protect yourself at all times, breaking one of the cardinal rules. Number two, of course, the first one being that he quit. And last night, heated exchange on the inside. They're hooking off on each other. He's got his mouth wide open. Well, then you know what? Well, why do you have a mouthpiece for? What are you doing, guy? Like, he really shoots himself in the foot, this kid. I think he's got decent ability, but, you know, you need the rudimental fundamentals, like the basics of boxing in order to survive. I don't care how good you are. If you don't have that, you're not going to make it.
Okay, now look, Canelo Alvarez has went through Paul Williams. Of course, he got in a car accident. Then they were going to fight James Kirkland, and James Kirkland pulled out either for more money or because he hurt his shoulder, one or the other. Now, they don't want to fight Austin Trout. I mean, are the Alvarez people, are they being too careful here?
Well, here's what's up. No. I think that they're trying to throw him out there to the wolves a little bit. I think a great fight would be for him and Cotto to lace him up. But the problem is, of course, Cotto wants to rest that he had a hell of a fight with Mayweather. He took his beating like a man. He deserves a nice little rest. But right now they got to keep this kid busy, and you know he has at 22 years old been extremely busy. The only real opponent I did see for him was Ortiz, but again, going back to that whole situation, you would figure Oscar De La Hoya would have known better, a la Felix Sturman booking a fight when you got a, you know, a fight in front of you. And that kid came in very spirited last night. And they also should have known, like, he's that type of fighter. He's the type of guy that will lose a fight on his back if he has to. And you know what? That's how you really earn fans. You can earn more fans in your losses if you fight like that, you know, than you can with some of your wins, you know. But going back to Alvarez, I mean, you know, why not fight Lopez? That kid is gritty. He's tough. You know, he deserves another payday. I see he doesn't get Ortiz again, which I don't know if Ortiz will want to fight this guy again, because every time you hit him and he looked hurt, hey, man, he came right back. He had a little God in him. And I tell you what, that was an exciting fight. I watched that. My man came with a bunch of people. Everyone was on the edge of their seat, and everyone wants to see Lopez again. So how about Lopez Alvarez?
No way. You know what, Johnny? No way. You know what the difference in size there is. You work out in the gym. You run a boxing gym,
man,
back there. So I'm going to tell you, this is 14 natural pounds, and he looked small against Victor Ortiz last night.
He
looked the weight division smaller than Ortiz. So if you were to put him in with Canelo, he would dwarf Canelo as far as size is concerned. So I don't think that's a smart fight for him. Let him go back to 140 and try to do something there. But anybody else at 154 that stands out? I mean, the Cotto fight is a super fight. Cotto says he'll be available in November to fight Alvarez, and that would be a big money fight. Mexico versus Puerto Rico, of course. When you break down the pay-per-view numbers, the Mexicans are number one, the Puerto Ricans are number two, and the Filipinos are number three. Speaking of the Filipinos, got a video up on the website. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it is some of the clips from the Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight of a fortnight ago. And, of course, a lot of people were screaming about the decision. But if you look at the video and you listen to what these guys are saying, and I'm even calling my gold father, my godfather, the Detroit man himself, I'm talking about Emanuel Stewart, and even calling Emanuel on the carpet on this one, you know, as being part of this television evangelist team for Manny Pacquiao or any of these fighters that are signed to HBO, because they were cheerleading for him, and they go, oh, what a good left hand. And then you look at it again in slow motion on this video I've got at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You'll see that Manny was missing. That Manny wasn't landing the punches that these guys said he was landing. And I think the CompuBox guys, I think they were way off, because according to them, Manny Pacquiao landed Bradley by 100 punches. But you look at Bradley's face, there isn't a mark on it. You look at Shane Mosley's face, he's all busted up. You look at Antonio Margarito, he's all busted up. I mean, even Claudio took a couple of lumps against Manny Pacquiao. So I really don't think the fight was as one-sided. I don't think it was the route that Harold Lederman had, an 11-1 in rounds. Neither does Larry Merchant, although Larry did think Pacquiao won clearly. Where does Manny Pacquiao go now? Does he go back to the fourth fight with Juan Manuel Marquez?
Well, here's what's up. I agree with you about HBO being D-I-C-K riders for Pacquiao, without a doubt. And that fight was a lot closer than, you know, HBO had it. It wasn't a great fight, though. Let's get real. It was actually a pretty boring fight, and I wouldn't like to see that fight again. You know, with Pacquiao, where does he go? Give Marquez the payday, give Marquez another chance, but I think Marquez takes his head off. Pacquiao is progressively getting worse. His timing has gotten much worse. Timothy Bradley's not a defensive wizard, and the fight was really, for the most part, just they were moving around the ring, but they really weren't fighting off the ropes, and there really wasn't a lot of defense in the fight, and there wasn't really many exchanges. But if you got a guy that's a little bit more fresh, something is up with Pacquiao with his conditioning down the stretch. Maybe it's all the weight over the years. Maybe it's the fact that he's not taking supplements. If he ever was, I don't really know. I don't know what happens behind those closed doors. But it doesn't look good for Manny Pacquiao. And, you know, Mayweather, obviously, in his situation in jail, we all know the reports. He's not doing well. You know, so we can't even really discuss that fight, you know, where his head's at and, you know, what's going on there. But I really honestly think that Marquez would be the best fight for the public. But I also think Pacquiao would really, really, really get beat up in that fight.
You know,
he's not looking good.
Okay, you know, Floyd Mayweather's incarcerated in the Clark County Jail for at least 57 days for a domestic violence incident regarding the mother of two of his children last year. But he's not Jerry Sandusky. He's got 23 hours a day of solitary confinement. They let him out for 1 hour a day. I mean, come on, man. You know, let's think about this for a second. Why not put him out on a work crew and let him pick up papers on the side of the road? I mean, why lock him up 23 hours a day? I think that's cruel and unusual punishment. Your take on that?
My take is that, you know, here's what's up. There's a lot of funny things going into this. Like, the judge was kind enough to allow him to have a suspended sentence, so he could earn his $50 million to fight Cotto and then go to jail. Listen,
yeah, but it was, wait, Johnny. Johnny, she did that more for the city of Las Vegas and the commerce of Las Vegas
than
Floyd Mayweather.
110% agreed, 110% agreed. But for me, you put your hands on a woman, that's something I frown upon. You know, I don't think anyone should ever do that. I think he's getting punished, as he should maybe even more for, you know, a longer extended period of time. However, how he's serving time in jail is very cruel. 23 hours in solitary confinement. I know they're trying to help him as far as the safety is concerned, so no one, you know, bullies him or ends his boxing career, because some people might gun after him.
All right.
But it's a tough situation to really to give you a fair answer on, you know, how I feel about it.
Stay right where you're at. Johnny will join us for another segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Got all kinds of MMA results I'll get into a little bit later. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529 or twitter.com/ringtalk.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy two solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With six styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring that's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 627. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding. Dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
The theme of the Mod Squad, circa 1960s. Clarence Williams III, Craig Peggy Lipton, couldn't remember who the third guy was. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line from his lair in the Big Apple, I'm talking about Johnny Signorella of ringtalk.com, one of our staff writers, and got a couple questions. Is this Julio Cesar Chavez, Sergio Martinez fight, do you think it's going to come off, or is there going to be some way for Chavez to pull out of this?
Excellent question. I was actually thinking about that today when I was looking at the schedule coming up for the summer, and I really can't believe I'm reading it as I see it. Chavez versus Martinez. I think it's going to happen. I think it's a long overdue process that, you know, he was supposed to fight a couple people over the years. Now they're starting to bring him out. I think he's better groomed. You know, he looks like a better fighter, especially against Andy Lee. He was real rugged. But I want Emmanuel Stewart. Let's see those results on the steroids, man. Because every time he fights out there, what's going on? They never show the results. You know, he looks a little bit – he always had stamina problems, okay? And if you're an in-shape guy and you're always in the gym and you just have bad stamina down the stretch of a fight, a la like Zab Judah, whatever, who doesn't really have bad habits outside the ring, doesn't smoke cigarettes or anything, you know, it's one of those things that just commonly happen. And now all of a sudden that his stamina's gotten this much noticeably better down the stretch of a fight is a little suspect to me. However, I do think Martinez is going to hand him his ass. Like, I think he's a brilliant fighter, Martinez. And, you know, Chavez could fight a little bit, got a little bit of a pop. But Martinez is just a better, more well-rounded athletic fighter, and I think that that's going to be to Chavez's undoing in that fight.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. And Miles Zambada just jumped on me here on the blogs. The blogs are happening at ringtalk.com. You can also catch us at twitter.com/ringtalk. Okay, couple upcoming fights now. Of course, we just talked about Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez. Amir Khan. Is he Amir Khan, A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N, three different words, or is he the real deal?
Still trying to figure that out. Mandata fight, he was the real deal. You catch him a couple other times, and not so much. I don't know if that question gets answered against Danny Garcia in the next fight. Danny, of course, you know, did in Morales. But, you know, Morales' legs are shot. He's got traces of his old brilliance every once in a while. But let's get real. I mean, he's been in a hell of an amount of wars. So going back to that, this fight's not really going to be the answer. Now, he does want to move up to 147, but it seems like he's stuck at 140 to get a little bit of money, and they kind of want him there. I don't think that his people really feel he's ready for the 147. Then you have a conflict of interest there with Freddie Roach because everyone would demand that fight, and, of course, he works with both guys. I'm really not sold on him not being good yet or being the goods. I'm kind of like I'm waiting for that one breakthrough fight. I thought the Mandata fight was it. But it wasn't apparently, so we got to wait and see what happens with him. But I'm still on the fence about Amir Khan.
Is Freddie Roach spreading himself too thin? The guy's got Parkinson's. He's got some health issues. He's training all these different fighters. You see him in the corner almost every week. I mean, there's no way he could be concentrating on his superstars, I think, if he's training all these different guys. What's your outlook on that?
I think that he sees that Pacquiao's being distracted, and I think he's looking for his next fighter, so he doesn't have to spread himself out too thin. But how do we do that? Well, you know, to get that fighter to walk in your gym or just come around is almost a once-in-a-generational type of thing. And you got a situation where I think he's looking for that next person that he can focus and dedicate his time to like he would a son like he did with Pacquiao. I believe he knows that Khan's not that guy, and we're not going to buy that he is either. It's too late in his progress for him to come through as an international superstar like that. So I think he's out there trying to discover it, and I honestly believe he loves boxing a great deal, and he lives for the day because of his condition, and I think it makes him feel alive and gets his mind off things. So I think what Freddie Roach is doing is brilliant, and it's very inspiring because you know how it is, the whole mitts, man, and wear that body armor. You feel that. You feel that stuff. Yes. And he's out there, and he's training with those guys, and I like that he does it in the ring, you know, and you really don't see those guys, the upper echelon trainers, really do that as much. I mean, of course, Emmanuel Stewart, goes back to the, you know, Detroit and all that, the hard edge city. You know, they do that sort of thing, but that's old school, you know. So I definitely appreciate what he's doing for the sport and for, you know, himself.
John Signorella is our guest, folks. He's a featured writer at ringtalk.com. Got to ask you about Antonio Tarver, the latest fighter to test positive for steroids. Larry Merchant on a previous show grabbed him by the jugular and wouldn't let go until the interview was over with. I sort of did the same thing in print. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you're 43 years old. You draw 800 people. He only drew 800 paid people to the Home Depot Center in Carson, California, a couple of weeks ago against that fighter Coyote, that guy that was green as guacamole, okay? He drew 800 people. He drew 800 people paid, okay? He got $1 million. I don't know where that conspiracy's at, but he got $1 million, okay? And then, Of course, he tests positive for steroids now. Now, Showtime pulled him off the broadcast last night. It doesn't look like he's going to work the Olympics now. He was slated to work the 2012 Olympic Games, of course, from London, England. Doesn't look like he's able to work that anymore. Should this impact his TV career? I think it should. I think that he's obviously, if testing positive for steroids, he's portraying the wrong picture that we want to see in boxing.
Nail on the head right there. That's exactly what I was going to say. I took the words out of my mouth. And you go back to the Danny Green fight. Here's another example. Like I was talking about Chavez, and I was actually looking for Tarver as an example. He used to fade in fights. You know, Danny Green, he came out like a house on fire in the 11th round to finish that kid. You didn't see that really too much in his last fight. I mean, obviously, you know, he tested positive, so he had some kind of doping agent inside of him. But here's what's up. I don't think, like they did with Bobby Chez. When Bobby Chez, you know, who I thought was a great broadcaster, I thought he was very good, very articulate and knowledgeable. And they released him after DWI. This is a little bit more major, I think, but it also gives you, the public a bad persona and appeal to, like, what these guys are doing. So, yeah, I to answer your question, I think Tarver should definitely be dismissed. I thought he was a good commentator coming into his own. It's unfortunate. It really is.
Andre Ward and Chad Dawson are going to fight at 168 pounds. We were supposed to have a press conference this week. I went all the way over to the Oakland Arena, and guess what? They canceled it that morning or the day before. And Goose and Tudor forgot to send me an email, so Goose and Tudor owes me some gas money. But the bottom line is Chad Dawson, of course, the light heavyweight champion, coming down to 168 to fight Andre Ward in his hometown. Now, seeing Andre was the fighter of the year. His trainer, Virgil Henner, was the trainer of the year, according to the Boxing Writers of America Association. Get a little mafia that they are back in New York City, okay? And he won the Showtime Super 6 tournament, as far as the 168-pounders are concerned. Is that going to add significant draw to him? Because he's in a city that is in trouble. Oakland, California, the A's are trying to get out. The Warriors, the NBA Golden State Warriors, they want to come back and be called the San Francisco Warriors. I mean, Oakland's in bad shape. A lot of violence in Oakland. So do you think this fight's going to be able to draw two black guys in Oakland?
Well, not because of Chad Dawson, because he's just flat-out boring. His personality and the way he fights, like, I'm not a big fan. I mean, he did when he gets Hopkins, but I mean, come on, Hopkins is so old and he's so shot at this point. I think it will, because I've seen him in the Super 6. If I'm not mistaken, you went to a couple of those at the Oracle, and they were sold out. You know, I think that this is a bigger name, and I think the intrigue is there, because you look at that Carl Froch fight a couple weeks ago. It was a great, great fight against Boutte. You see how tough and rough Carl Froch is. A lot of people are paying attention to him as well. As good as he is, look what Ward did to him. What does that say about Andre Ward? Styles makes fights, of course, but I told you how I feel about this kid, man. When I was watching him ringside, a beautiful display of how to box properly. Everything with this kid, you know, crosses all the T's, dots all the I's. When he comes back from the jab, the elbow goes right back to the hip to protect the ribs, and the fist is protecting the jaw. I mean, it's nothing but professionalism. I'd be intimidated like hell if I had to face that guy. And I think people are starting to catch on to how good he is, what I'm trying to say, and what he does have to offer for the sport. So I think people out in Oakland will celebrate it. I think people around the world are going to watch it. And you just hope that bigger things come for Andre Ward, that there's an opponent out there that really makes our mouth water, like, yeah, you know what, this is going to be a good fight. He gets that fight to really bring him out, you know, and people can start celebrating him, because I definitely got him in the top five best fighters in the world, you know.
That's
where I got him at.
Johnny Signorello is our guest, folks. He is a boxing instructor and a drum instructor as well back in Jersey. We're at New Jersey.
New Jersey, Roosevelt Park. About 15 minutes from New York. It's in Roosevelt Park. We've been there 6-7 years now. We got drummers, we got guitar players, vocalists. We got a whole thing happening over there, man. It's a great time, and I'm real, real lucky. I love my job, and, you know, I get to work alongside my father, who's also my best friend. So, you know, it's great over there. Couldn't be happier.
What about Austin Trout? Is Austin Trout, is he a B fighter? Or tell me, and based off that last effort
sure
against...
He sure looked like it.
He
sure looked like it.
Okay. What about the heavyweight scene? Seth Mitchell worth looking at?
I like him, yeah. I like him a lot. He's got to work a little bit on defense, because, as we know, over 200 pounds, anyone can really hurt you and hit you. And, you know, the Klitschkos, they don't got much time left, so, you know, we're not looking at a division of big men anymore. It's opened up. There's a couple heavyweights out there. I mean, you got the Tyson Fury cat, who's real, real big. There's going to be a couple of intriguing fights coming up in the heavyweight division at some point. For whatever reason, I don't know why, I'm interested in this Chisora Hay fight, just because I think it's going to be a good action fight as long as it lasts. of course, if there's no excuses and injuries and headbutts and people breaking toes or whatever the hell happens nowadays, which is absolutely ridiculous. And going back to last night with Victor Ortiz, man, I mean, broken jaw, I mean, a couple of people had to do that. You know, this is an occupational hazard. You know, these guys are getting a little soft. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, I know that sucks, but, you know, you should have been down on that mouthpiece. And sometimes, you know, nuts and guts, man, that's what wins fights. And, you know, this is not, again, a tickling competition. You have 2 rounds to go. Muhammad Ali did it. I mean, Arthur Abraham did it, for crying out loud. Come on. You know, you're getting paid, you're doing your thing. But the heavyweight division, going back to that, we'll see what happens. I think Seth Mitchell can be the future of the heavyweight division and add a little bit of excitement and maybe something to believe in terms of, like, watching a heavyweight hopeful.
Okay, drug testing, random drug testing, and I mean throughout the year. Don't you think that these rated fighters should be tested when they're not training, in other words, in between fights?
Of course. Of course. I think that that's when most of the doping happens. So I think that what they're doing is good. I think it's going to exploit and expose a lot of people, as it's intended to do. But I'm in agreement with it. I mean, it should be a fair playing field for everyone. And, you know, it takes the average and makes them extraordinary. So it's really not fair. These people are earning all this type of money, and it's fraudulent. They're not doing what, you know, their records suggest. And these knockouts that are happening, or like in baseball, these home runs that add up, it's BS, man. So anyone could do that. So it's like, you know, that's not making them exceptional. It's just turning the ordinary and making them exceptional, that's all.
The great Johnny Signorella of ringtalk.com. Johnny, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Hey, Joe, you're the best. Have a great weekend, and everyone be good.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tweet us, twitter.com/ringtalk. We'll be back with our MMA report right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
One scheduled for five for the Strikeforce World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling is in trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the kill. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And at one of the best rounds of the year.
The Mighty Horns and the Tower of Power, the house band, bring us back from the break. You can check them out at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are a Saturday show for 2 hours, an hour of boxing, an hour of MMA at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we come back Sunday with the wrap-up show. We combine both boxing and MMA into 1 hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So both weekend days, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, channel 2, the American Forces Network, of course, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com, RingTalk.com. I can go on and on, but I'll be spending the rest of my day here talking about all the platforms that we are on, TuneIn.com. Southpaw Rich Franklin. Southpaw means left-hander for those of you out there that are green. He was boxing, outworking Wanderlei Silva last night until he got caught with a chin-checking right hand towards the end of round number two, and he doesn't remember the rest of the five-round fight, even though he went on to win 49-46. All three judges had a 49-46. I didn't. I had a 49-47 because I gave Silva a two-point round in that second round because he pounded on Franklin like he was solid. The referee was so close to stopping that fight, it was unbelievable. And, of course, this was the UFC from Brazil, UFC 147. And you got to hand it to Dana White. The guy is diagnosed with Meniere's disease, which is a balance problem. I guess that was about a month ago where he was in a wheelchair, had to leave the Red River Casino in Las Vegas in a wheelchair because he couldn't stand up because of his balance. So he goes to UCLA, gets medication instead of surgery. Friday night, he was in Atlantic City for UFC FX4, which I'll talk about in just a second. And then last night, he was in Brazil. So, talk about flying. They've got their own private jets, the Fertittas. Of course, they own the station casinos. The station casino complex is like six or seven of them in Las Vegas. And, of course, they own the billion-dollar UFC as well. But the bottom line is Dana White, man, traveling all over the world. Gray Maynard was a winner on Friday night over Clay Guida on FX Cable. Of course, that was a split decision. Maynard now 12-1-1. Guida, 29-11. People said that Guida ran around the last couple of rounds and didn't really do his best to win that fight. And the bottom line is, they're probably right. When your career is on the line and you are 29-11 or 29-12 now, when your career is on the line, especially your UFC career, you need to fight your heart out. Unfortunately, he did not fight his heart out. Of course, coming up, July the 7th, the big expo weekend, July 6th and 7th in Las Vegas, Nevada, the UFC Expo show. Of course, Chael Sonnen challenging Anderson Silva for the world middleweight, that's 185-pound championship. Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz for the third time, Tito Ortiz in his retirement fight. My buddy Kung Lee, in fact, you can go to the website, ringtalk.com, hit up the podcast and listen to my Kung Lee interview. Take it on John Coate. That's in the semi-main event. That's all going down July 7th, of course, on pay-per-view. Uriah Faber coming back July 21st on pay-per-view, folks, from UFC 149. That airs from Calgary, Canada. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, RingTalk, R-I-N-G, ringtalk.com. Peace, love, lots of respect, and thanks to my great producer, Scott Cuddy.